My dear friends in Christ, I'm sure you know that the first Sunday of Advent begins a new year, liturgically speaking. So the calendar year begins on January 1st, but the liturgical year, or the ecclesiastical year, begins with the first Sunday of Advent. And that is why you turn back for today's Mass to the very front of your missal, the very first Mass, first Sunday of Advent. And today begins a very important season, but a short one. This year, Advent is only 3 weeks long, 4 Sundays. With Christmas occurring on a Monday, we have really just 3 weeks. But it's an important season because we are to prepare spiritually for the birth of our Lord, to celebrate the birth of our Lord at Christmas. And during this time, we think of the Old Testament and what the longing, the yearning for the coming of the Messiah must have been with Moses and Abraham and all the prophets and all of the good people of the Old Testament. How they must have longed for the coming of the Redeemer that had been promised by Almighty God after the sin of Adam and Eve. And yet they had to wait. The world had to wait for 4,000 years. It is believed that from the time of Adam and Eve up until the birth of Christ, there were approximately 4,000 years. And that is symbolized by the 4 Sundays of Advent. During Advent in the Mass, and especially in the Divine Office, we read from the Psalms and from the prophets verses that deal with this longing, this yearning, this expectation for the coming of the Messiah. One of them that comes to mind is from Isaiah the prophet, I think chapter 45, if I'm not mistaken, where he says, "Drop down dew, ye heavens from above, and let the clouds rain the just one. Let the earth be opened and bud forth a savior." Just beautiful words of the prophets showing how much they wanted, they yearned for, they prayed for the coming of the Messiah. And yet the world had to wait those thousands of years. We are fortunate to live after the coming of the Redeemer into the world, to be members of his church, to be able to have access to the sacraments which he instituted. But before the coming of Christ, even the holy people who were striving to live such good lives did not have Holy Communion or the Mass, the sacraments. The church had not yet been founded by the Son of God. What a blessing for us. And yet we prepare to celebrate his birth. And we also call to mind, and that is why the gospel for today, we call to mind his coming, what we say his second coming, at the end of the world, when he shall come with great power and majesty to judge all mankind, when every human being that has ever lived will be gathered together in one place, and they will see, we will see, our divine Lord coming on the clouds of heaven with great majesty, with great power to judge. So that will be his second coming. So we prepare to celebrate his first coming into the world at Bethlehem, his birth, and we also call to mind his coming. So the word Advent means coming or Advent, the coming of the Son of God. And we call that to mind during this important season. We also should prepare for Christmas in a spiritual way, to make some sacrifices, to give up something. It's not quite as penitential as the season of Lent, but yet it is meant to be a penitential season, and hence the violet vestments. So let us make certain that we make a good Advent. And in particular, to be very careful to avoid the spirit of the world during this season. And at no time of the year is the contrast between the Spirit of Christ and the spirit of the world more apparent than it is every December during the season of Advent. We see people who are following the spirit of the world, running around, all taken up with their preparations for Christmas, with commercialism, materialism, distraction, when in reality, our thoughts should be taken up with a spiritual preparation, preparing our hearts for his birth in our hearts. You know, it seems to get worse every year. It used to be that Black Friday was one day, and it was disgraceful how people would trample on one another to get the sales and the deals. And now, Black Friday is like a week or 2 weeks ahead of time. Even before Thanksgiving, they advertise Black Friday deals available now. Just this commercialism, this obsession with things, with the things of this world. So as I said, this contrast between the spirit of Christ and the spirit of the world is very apparent at this time of year. People are having their office parties, they're celebrating, but he hasn't even been born. At least the celebration of his birth is not until the 25th of December. And yet all throughout what should be a time of quiet, prayerful preparation, people are engaged in celebration and distraction and sadly in sin. Now, 5 weeks ago, we had on the last Sunday of October, we had the Feast of Christ the King. And the gospel for that Mass is taken from the Passion of our Lord according to St. John, where Pilate asks Christ, "Art thou a king?" And Jesus says, "I am a king, but my kingdom is not of this world." We must remember that. Are we followers of Christ? Are we members of his kingdom? If so, we reject the spirit of the world, which is so contrary to the spirit of Christ. Our Lord also said that Satan is the prince of this world. So let us think about that contrast, that dichotomy, to take several things. First of all, the world says what really matters is that you become popular or famous, that you're well-liked, that you're honored in the world. Our Lord, on the other hand, teaches detachment from this world. We see an interesting quote in St. Augustine. He talks about how people want to be remembered after they die. And there's certainly nothing wrong in a city where maybe a building, a bridge, a road, something will be named after someone who contributed in that city in some way. But St. Augustine says, what good will it do those who have left this world to be honored where they are not if they are suffering where they are? How foolish the people of the world, those who are so anxious to be well-liked, to be well-thought of, to achieve popularity and fame. Whereas we have our hearts and our goals, our minds set on heaven and achieving, being pleasing to God and achieving union with him in heaven. So that's one area. What about the area of money, of wealth? Our Lord spoke against riches, the idea of accumulation of riches. And yet how many people there are who all they think about is making money, enjoying the material things of this world, accumulating material possessions. And our Lord said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." So that's another area where we see a complete contrast. Another would be in the area of pleasure. The world says to you, the whole purpose of your life is to achieve as much pleasure as you possibly can attain. Christ, on the other hand, says, if you will be my disciple, deny thyself, take up thy cross, and follow me. We think of the words of our Blessed Mother at Lourdes to Bernadette. Our Lady said to Saint Bernadette, I promise you happiness, not in this world, but in the next. So in this world, we carry our cross. We seek to do God's holy will. On the other hand, worldlings, all they think about is pleasure. And sadly, very often, sinful pleasure. Now, certainly there is nothing wrong with enjoying the innocent, wholesome pleasures, especially in one another's company. Our gatherings after Mass, our association with our relatives and loved ones and fellow parishioners, and enjoying again the innocent pleasures of life. But we also recall that this is a veil of tears, as we say in the Hail Holy Queen, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. So we look for our happiness in heaven, and we can be happy in this world, but we will never achieve complete and perfect happiness. There will always be the cross. Everything seems to be going fine. Before we know it, another cross comes our way, because this life is an imperfect state. We are looking forward to the happiness of heaven. So again, you could go down the line and you see the contrary philosophy of the world as compared to the teaching of our Lord. And this is something that the apostles certainly understood. Listen to the apostles. Saint Paul to the Romans, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Again, to the Corinthians, Saint Paul said, we have received not the spirit of this world, but the spirit that is of God. And Saint John in his first epistle said, love not the world, nor the things which are in the world. And finally, Saint James makes it very clear, whoever will be a friend of this world becomes an enemy of God. So the world is the kingdom of Satan. We must live in this world, but we must not be of it. We must detach our hearts. We must pursue the path to heaven, carrying our crosses, living for the love of Almighty God. And if you look at the lives of the saints, that is what you find. They were admired by very many, but they were also misunderstood by those who are of the world. And if they were given honors, they fled from those honors. Right now we're reading at the seminary the life of the Curie of Ars, St. John Vianney, and he was given a special award or honor from the president or emperor, whoever, of France. And when he told that he had been nominated and that he was going to be given this award, he sought to flee from it, to reject it. I don't want it. But then someone said, because it was some kind of a medal or cross, someone said, well, you could sell it. It's worth a lot of money. So he thought, well, then I can support the missions. But he never wore it. And as soon as it came, he sold it to someone and gave the money to the missions. But again, the saints fled from honors. They fled from what the world has to offer because their hearts were centered on heaven. And during this season of Advent, we should reflect upon that. Again, it's very clear, very apparent to us at this time of year, what the world values and how contrary it is to what Christ and the church and the saints and what we should also value, that complete separation. Let us reject the world and its spirit. Let us pursue heaven every day of our lives with every breath, loving and serving Almighty God, looking forward to being with him one day in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.